It makes all of, I can't see all of your photos at the same time. So if you do want to speak, unmute yourself. Or if you have any questions, feel free, but just unmute yourself because I might not actually have you going like this to me.
And feel free to unmute yourself and ask questions, even if you feel like you're interrupting.
Yeah. Okay. Which screen and okay. All right, and then I'm gonna see if I can maybe change this to up here. Yeah, there we go. That's better.
Okay, because they probably get that too. Do they have?
No, they don't have that.
They don't have that. Okay.
You guys are just seeing just the PowerPoint, right? Okay. All right. So the first thing that we are going to just cover, and we're going to go through the information. This information isn't quite as important. We'll also send you the PowerPoint as for the follow-up. We are definitely in a little bit of a time issue, so we're going to make sure that we get to the important stuff, like the journey and at the end. So what we're going to be going through in this course, this first month, is Reiki journeying for techniques for yourself. So what you're going to be doing is accessing realms of spiritual consciousness not easily achieved in your ordinary mind. We're also going to be covering a couple different forms of automatic writing, and we will also be doing a very light introduction to your clairsenses. Month two is going to be your intuition style, and here we're really going to delve into your clairsenses. Every single month, we are going to be doing a Reiki journey, so this one will be doing a Reiki journey as well. Oh, that's out of order. Month three, listening skills to empower your inner guidance. So in this one, we're going to be talking about active and divine listening and the different skills and skill builders that go with that. And do we do Reiki journey for others in this one, or is that in month four? this class is a little different. So then in month four, we're going to be Reiki journeying distance for others. So, this, you can also use the same technique in person, but because obviously none of us are in person, except for a few, we're going to be doing this over distance, and we use the distance symbol for this. So Reiki journeying for others. The really cool thing about that one is that it really enhances your distance sessions. So whether you're professional or personal, it really enhances your sessions. So that's a really cool thing. Then month five. So month five, we go on a really long guided journey by Colleen. She takes us over the bridge of light, over the bridge of conscious choice. We do a bunch of automatic writing in this one. We ask all sorts of questions, and we do automatic writing to answer them. And this is a really cool one because we've been doing 5 months of journeying by this point. And so the journey on this, we're able to hold it longer. We're able to go further. And it's a really big long one, which is a really cool one. Oh, and we also go into our authentic self. We start revealing our authentic self. And that one has also been really enhanced since the introduction of Holy Fire 3, which part of Holy Fire 3 is the authentic self. We also will be merging or starting to merge our divine and our human nature. So that's month five. Month six is a guided journey, another guided journey, another really long one, about reflection. So in month six, we'll be looking back over our whole next step journey and looking at where we started, where we are now, what has changed, what has stayed the same. And through all of these months, we will also be talking about what is our one next step now. So that might change every month. It might stay the same, but what is our next step? And we'll be asking that question in the journey so that we get it, get our answers from our divine realm, and as well as reflecting upon it when we're back from the journey, so that we can answer it from our human nature as well. And then month 7 is ceremony and celebration. And we did a whole ceremony for the last class that was in person. So it'll be interesting to see how the ceremony over distance transpires a little bit. So it'll have to be a little bit different. So month 7 is all about celebrating where we've come, what we've done, sharing, reflecting. It's a month of celebrating you and all the work that you have done. Okay, so what is this journey that we're talking about? Some of us are familiar. Some of us have, this is the first time we are hearing the term. What journeying is we are accessing realms of spiritual consciousness not easily achieved in our ordinary mind. So we can think of it as far as the physical, what it physically looks like, we could think of it as kind of a form of meditation. It's not really, so I put that caveat in there because Colleen is like, it's not meditation because it isn't, but you can kind of think of it where we sit in a place or we can lay down to actually doing it. A lot of times we use music to help us get to those realms. So physically it kind of looks like the same thing, but there is a really big difference in it, in that in meditation, one of the biggest purposes is to have our mind be still. In journeying, it's actually quite the opposite. The journeying, we are actually trying to go somewhere. We are trying to get to a destination. And everybody in this class is Reiki 1 and 2. So if you're Holy Fire Reiki, you can think of it similar to the guided experiences that are in there. You have an intention. You're trying to get to a place. And you're getting to that place to answer your questions. And that brings us to why we journey. So the common intention of a journey is to obtain spiritual guidance, inner guidance, information, healing, and empowerments from higher sources of consciousness. So we can use journeying for a variety of different reasons. We can use it to one of the biggest ones is for spiritual guidance, for our own.
Slow down just a little bit.
Oh, sorry. For our own answers to our own big questions, small questions, the inner guidance that we want to tap into, and also healing. So we can use journeying to heal different parts of us, heal any events that may have happened to us, as well as any resistances. So that's a big use for journeying. We can use it for answering just any of our questions, any of our daily questions. So just as an example, we can use it for our really long meditations, like what we're doing tonight, what we think of as journeying. But you can also use it in your everyday solutions too. You can ask your questions for your everyday solutions in the longer journey, but then you can use it as we talk about on the fly. And an example of this is, you know, one day I had a list that was 1,000,000 miles long, and we all have those, really busy. How am I going to complete this list? It was just really overwhelming. So I took a couple minutes. I crossed over the bridge of light. So I went into what we call a journey state. It wasn't this big, long ordeal thing. I literally had 5 minutes. And I said, all right, I'm just going to take 5 minutes. And I expected all of these epiphanies in the journey state. But the only thing that it said is that, you know, the stress of your list is there either way. What you can choose to do is how you react to it. And so when I came back over the bridge, I realized like, okay, so I have this list. I have to get all these things done no matter what. And I can choose to be stressed about it or I can choose not to be. And in that moment, I lost a lot of my stress and I just listened to my inner guidance and I got through my list by just kind of following what was next. And so that's just an example of how we can use it really quickly. When you get really, really good at it, you can learn to access it just in a snap, you know, and go into those realms really quickly. Colleen's really good at that. I'm getting better at it. And that is also learning about our intuition and our different intuition styles. We're going to cover that a lot in this class on understanding how your intuition looks and manifests for you. And journeying is kind of where you start with that. It's a really easy way to start understanding your own intuition style and how that manifests for you. Is there anything you would want?
I think I've covered it all.
And the one other thing that I would like to say is that, you know, as Colleen covered, that journeying is a shamanic practice. Traditionally, it's a shamanic practice. So a lot of us are familiar with the concept, and a lot of people use drumming for journeying to get you into a journeying state, or I should say a native tradition. The difference, how we're doing it, is we are using Reiki to get us into a journey state. So we will guide you there. We're using the Bridge of Light, and we're using the Reiki energy to transport us to that higher state of consciousness. So that's kind of the difference between what we might traditionally think of journeying. The other thing that we will be doing, that we'll be learning in this class, is automatic writing. And what automatic writing is when we are in this state of higher consciousness, state of listening, state of inner guidance or divine guidance, however you want to term that, is you are letting the pen flow. You're not evaluating what you're writing. And Colleen's going to kind of talk about this a little bit more. So, but I wanted to show you guys, I wanted to show you guys the picture because we're going to be doing two forms of automatic writing. This one right here, I don't think you can see here. I wonder if that doesn't laser color red. This one right here, can you guys see the laser pointer? Okay. This one right here is kind of what we think about automatic writing, where we are scribbling and just letting the pen flow. This one up here is what we're going to be doing tonight. And this is called intention mapping. And this is actually a picture of one of the intention mapping that Colleen and I did together. This was for learning how to create and hold ceremonies. And basically what you're going to be doing, I'm going to actually draw one out too.
You want me to hold it for you?
Sure. So you're going to be putting the next step. This will be the intention of our journey tonight. And we'll cover this more in depth. That's going to be in the center. And then you're going to have all of these different ideas that are going to come to you that you can put different bubbles in. Then you can have bubbles coming off of the different bubbles, other bubbles coming off of the different bubbles. It's a lot like mind mapping, but we're just using it for our intentions. And the same thing, you're not going to evaluate it. You are just going to let your pen flow. One of the things in our Learn to Journey workshop that we had over the weekend that somebody suggested that was a really good idea is she actually doesn't allow her pen to stop. So if she has a pause in what her automatic writing is and how it's coming through, what she'll do instead of stopping her actual pen is she'll just start scribbling. And she'll just keep the pen to paper and she'll keep scribbling. So it doesn't necessarily matter what it looks like, and that can be wrong or right for you. Again, don't evaluate it, but it was just a really cool little tip that she does to not stop and start that flow. So that's another thing that you can do in the automatic writing. So tonight we're going to be doing both, right? We're going to be doing the intention mapping mm-hmm. and the automatic writing. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing the intention mapping, which is here, and we'll be doing the automatic writing, which is here. And we will prompt you through that and explain it a little bit more as well. Okay, let that go. How do I let the laser pointer go? Do we want to do red rubber ball? I don't know if we have time if we're...
Yeah, I think we'll just go ahead. What's next?
Well, we have the actual what the journey is, and then the letting go and bringing in. So I don't know. I mean, the whole next couple.
Let's go ahead and do this, and then we'll decide.
If we have time. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, oh, I have to figure out how this works. Is this the right slide?
That's the right slide.
Okay.
And then the top just says something like the 7 steps to journey, but this is step 1 here.
Okay. So, Robin kind of explained why we do journeys, that we are really finding methods to access our inner guidance, our spiritual guidance. For me, it's also a method of spiritual communication. And where I actually am in relationship with the spiritual guides that I'm talking to. It also, a journey is taking you to spiritual locations. So when you're doing a journey, you're really thinking about what spiritual location do you want to go to? What spiritual guides are you connecting to? And where do they come from? So one of the differences with Reiki is that Reiki will always take you on a journey to enlightened realms, because the energy of Reiki comes from enlightened realms. The Reiki symbols, all the way starting from Chokurei, Seiheki, Honsha Zeishonen, and the master symbols and the varieties here of master symbols people may have, those symbols, the energy, the frequency, the vibration, the life force energy comes from an enlightened realm where all there is love. So when you, what we're going to be doing here is using Honsha Zeishonen as a bridge of light, and we are going to cross over that bridge into the third heaven realms, spiritual realms. So I'm going to explain what I mean by that. The first heaven is the physical realm, and here in the first heaven, we have both love and fear. And we have low consciousness and high consciousness and everything in between. The second heaven is a spiritual realm, and love and fear exists in that spiritual realm. So there is everything from very high consciousness to very low consciousness, and it's a non-physical world, so it's outside of this time and reality. But like the first heaven, in that there are various levels of consciousness. When you get to the third heaven, all there is love. Fear doesn't exist there. Now that we are working with holy fire and it's coming in from fourth and fifth heavens, what I have perceived in the third heaven realms is that the third heaven beings that you meet there still have form. So we might believe in them in a particular form. So, for instance, if I go to the third heaven and I meet Jesus or the Divine Mother or perhaps an enlightened spirit animal or something of that sort, that being is likely to have a form. Then what we've been perceiving is as you move into the higher levels of heavens, you are actually moving into a more formless realm. And like the fourth heaven, for instance, now moves into out of gender and into the archetypal divine masculine, divine feminine. And then going out beyond that is beyond gender and beyond form. So in journeying, we are considering where we're going. And that's a really important part of understanding what you're doing when you are doing spiritual research. And knowing where the beings are from, what their energy is, where you go for your spiritual guidance. So all of Reiki has always taken us to enlightened realms. Holy Fire Reiki has been specifically really taking us into that third heaven realm, and now it's taking us even out beyond that. So when we journey, you actually access the journey with the Reiki energy, and the Reiki energy actually accesses your consciousness and your imagination. Imagination, I've been shown by the spirits that everyone in our culture needs their imagination healed. That our imaginations get changed depending on all of our life circumstances. And a lot of people believe that that the people who have imaginations are the people who are artistic or creative, and that's an imagination. But really, the imagination, you know, an engineer needs imagination, a researcher needs imagination, a mathematician needs imagination, analysts need imagination. So all of it just is operating in a particular way. And so that's the other thing that's going to happen in this class, is you're actually going to get your imagination, really it'll realign, and the Reiki symbols are going to help that. So for instance, Seiheiki really works with the conscious mind. And so it can help align your imagination, giving you access to this spiritual information, also giving you access inside to yourself, because all these levels of consciousness are here. I'm going to actually, can you guys see us, or you just see the screen? You just see the screen, don't you? I'm going to actually move out of screen share.
I see both of you.
Oh, you see us too?
I see you and Robin, and then the seven steps to journey with Reiki.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. I thought, well, you what? Okay. All right, good.
I can see a few people on the screen, but I can't see everybody, and I don't see you, Colleen and Robin.
Okay. All right, well, good. I just didn't want it to be just staring at this, you know, this one slide the whole time. So, anyway, imagination is the doorway, and we're going to be talking about these concepts all the way through so that you understand them more and more and more as you're working with it. So another thing that we do is an invocation, and I'll be doing that before we actually cross over the bridge of light. And in the invocation, I'm actually inviting the energies that we're going to be working with. So it will be inviting the Reiki energy, inviting the spiritual teachers of that energy, and opening the pathways to that third heaven realm. So you guys will be learning how to do this for yourself too. I happen to like elaborate invocations, but you can also just say, okay, all Reiki right here, right now, gotta go hopping over the bridge, and here I am. So even though we're going to do a long version of that, I always want you to know there is always an on-the-fly version of that. And what I mean by that is there is, like, we're going to show you different ways, but you can adapt all of this to the time you have and the needs of the moment. These techniques are just ways that are going to help you get there, and then you're going to discover other ways that will help you get there. And one of the things I talk about a lot is Reiki on the fly, because we live busy lives, and it needs to work with us as we're doing all the things we're doing, and it does. That's what's so cool, is it does. So conscious intention, we will definitely be setting an intention and working with an intention, because that is one of the differences with meditation and journeying. And they are similar in the sense that you're in that kind of altered state. The difference, like Robin said, is that meditation really you go into without intention. You can also go into a journey without intention. You don't always have to have an intention. You can go in and just see what it says. I often go in with an intention of, what is my intention? Which is actually what we're going to do tonight. Now that I say that, that's the intention of this journey that we're going to do tonight, is for you guys to have the opportunity to go to your head and to your heart and write your intentions from both places. We're going to use the bridge of light. It's going to cross into that third heaven realm. The bridge of light is Honsha Zeshonen. Honsha Zeshonen has no time and space. And in this case, we're actually setting the intention that we are inviting it to take us to the third heaven realms. And we're going to ask specific questions and ask for answers. And while you're there, I'm going to have you use the automatic writing techniques, and you'll be given time to do that. And you'll be given, we'll go into silence, and you're going to use some automatic writing and let that pen just flow and tell you about your intentions. You're going to do some intention mapping and some automatic writing. Coming back, in these journeys, I will be bringing you back. What you may find when you're on your own is you can go into some pretty altered states. Sometimes people ask me if they're, you know, do we have to worry about will we come back? Because you do kind of like it on the other side, and sometimes it's hard to stick to a time frame that you may have. Your body will always bring you back. You will always have to go to the bathroom at some point, and your body will bring you back from a journey. So, not to worry. That will happen. Okay, let's see what's next.
Keep pushing.
Push again. Let go. So here's a whole concept again that we're going to be working with throughout these 7 months. When you are working with Reiki, whether you're working in a session or perhaps in a journey like this, and even in ceremonies, like when I do a Reiki ceremony, there are two things happening. One is helping people to use Reiki to let go of what is no longer serving them. For you tonight, it will be to help you let go of what your obstacles are with your intentions. And then the second thing that happens is you're bringing it in. So Reiki is going to help with the letting go, and it's going to help with the bringing in, because you're always bringing in a greater level of energy. And what we're really seeing now, or what I'm seeing with Holy Fire 3, is a lot of it is this is reversed. The bringing in happens and the letting go is almost automatic. But throughout this 7 months, I want you guys to really understand that when you are a practitioner, typically these two things are happening. And you're learning techniques that will help you let go and bring in, or help others let go and bring in. And we're going to do that tonight in a journey. So this journey, along with the intentions, is going to give you the opportunity to let go of what is no longer serving you, and bring in what is empowering you, what is helping you to thrive, to have clarity, to know what your next step is, even if it's just for tomorrow. So that's what we're going to do with the journey. Is that it?
Yeah.
The last slide?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. And so stop the share?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is an overview, and what we're going to do with that information, because it's a lot to take in, but we will be doing a lot of it. We also have quite a bit of content around it. So we'll be sending you in the follow-up email the content about that information and the PowerPoint and the recording, so you'll be able to listen to it afterwards. We'll also be separately sending you the actual journeys. And so you can listen to the recordings, but you can also understand that you can use this bridge of light. You can hop on that bridge of light and take it over to the third heaven. Or perhaps you want to go somewhere else and ask to always go to that enlightened realm of wherever you want to go. And you can go and explore. So that third heaven realm, even though we're going to take you to some particular places in that journey, the third heaven realm is really vast. And so you can go up there and go explore and find out what's up there and go find your own spot. The other thing that I will say about these journeys is that we are going to be guiding you through the beginning of it, and then we'll be going through periods of silence where you'll be doing your automatic writing and your intention mapping. And in those periods of silence, they'll be 10, 12 minutes long for you to be able to write what you need to write. And then I'll be bringing you back, and you'll go into breakout rooms to share. So by breakout rooms, for you guys that weren't here last night, what this Zoom does is it allows us to have you break out into rooms of two or three people, and then you are in a private room where only the two of you can hear each other. So we'll be either doing two or three people and giving you the opportunity to share. And then we'll do some sharing in the whole group afterwards. So you'll want to be comfortable in this. Also, the other thing I want to tell you is in a journey like this, all kinds of things can happen. You may go somewhere completely differently than where I'm guiding you. Follow your guidance.
Nothing bad.
What?
Nothing bad, though. Because we're taking them to enlightened realms.
Oh, yeah, nothing. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. All kinds of things can happen.
Yeah.
And she said nothing bad. So, because we're only going to enlightened realms. When I say that, I almost think of like all kinds of things can happen. Like you can swim underwater and breathe. And there may be colors you've never seen before. And things can be, you know, different, or you may go somewhere completely differently than where we guide you. You may go into the gap, which is the place where, you know, you've probably been there before, where, you know, you're not asleep and you're not really conscious either. You're just in that gap. Lots of different experiences that can happen. And so try to just observe the experience rather than evaluate it. That's probably one of the biggest skills that you'll gain over time, is learning to just observe what's going on in your journey rather than evaluate it. I was watching it go around. So I think that's everything.
Uh-huh. So let everybody get comfortable. But
let's ask if they have questions
first.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions first? You can unmute yourself.
I do. I'm not sure you can hear me.
Yep. I was just chatting with you, Julie.
Okay. So I'm on my Kindle, and I missed a whole chunk of whatever you said. I'm sure I can catch up. But Zoom dropped on my Mac, so for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
What was the last?
So
yeah.
I'm on the Kindle now, so that's a whole different view.
What was the last thing that you had heard, Julie?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. All right. You'll be prompted
we'll
through all of it.
Journey a lot. And
okay.
About how we can use that. And...
Perfect. All right. Yeah. And you'll be you'll be prompted through everything. So I don't think anything in the end there was, okay. You know, big stuff that will make it so you can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Anybody else? And so go ahead and get your music. Get your get yes. comfortable.
Sit up or lay down. It's up to you.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Are we drawing now or are we meditating?
You're doing both.
Okay.
Yep, have your pen and your paper close to you.
Can we use the restroom real quick?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Quick bathroom break. I'm going to put everybody on mute again. Because it's really loud. Okay, great. We'll just let them take a quick bathroom break.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go.